So why don't we kick off? So, Andrea, do you want to start it?
I have to start it recording the meeting, Julian.
Okay.
I will go, if you want, I will go through the antitrust policy.
Yeah, please.
Linux Foundation meetings involve participation by industry competitors, and it is the intention of the Linux Foundation to conduct all of its activities in accordance with applicable antitrust and competition laws. It is therefore extremely important that attendees adhere to meeting agendas and be aware of and not participate in any activities that are prohibited under applicable US state, federal, or foreign antitrust and competition laws. Example of types of actions that are prohibited at Linux Foundation meetings and in connection with Linux Foundation activities are described in the Linux Foundation antitrust policy. If you have questions about these matters, please contact your company counsel, or if you are a member of the Linux Foundation, feel free to contact Andrew Updegrove of the firm of Gasmere Updegrove LLP, which provides legal counsel to the Linux Foundation. Hyperledger is committed to creating a safe and welcoming community for all. So, here we are, Julian.
Thank you, Andrea. If you would like, I will start to introduce these ideas.
Yes, maybe Julian wanted to just to have a small introduction of who we are.
I think the plan that Andrea you had today was really to do a bit of a planning session today, right?
Exactly.
Still in the summer, and looking forward, right, to looking forward to the rest of the year. One of the things that we've been planning. That you've been planning, right, and the team has been planning, is around trying to get a co-working document, I think we're going to hear today, Eugenio, what he has done, and I think we can discuss that, and then maybe we can discuss maybe other things with Ross and others about, you know, how we're going to get, you know, the right people, more people to this special interest group, Eugenio, why don't you kick off?
For sure. My pleasure, and thank you, Eugenio, for the word. My name is Eugenio Reginini. I'm a corporate lawyer based in Italy now for this COVID-19 time, but I'm basically working in Shanghai. I'm passionate for financial technology, especially in DLT solution, basically because they are able, especially in finance, to support the overseas operation of our clients. I joined Hyperledger Assistant with the intent of linking my passion and my work in supporting the worldwide corporation operation with a focus in China, of course, but world this big. As you may see from the agenda, there is a project proposal in co-creation of documents for focusing on consortium ecosystem and trade finance. Why this is happening? Of course, first of all, Hyperledger is one of the output of the project is of creating documents that could help the industry in driving the system. The consortium environment brings issues in terms of governance, in terms of operation, in terms of interoperability of the players, of the members, and of the network participants. And trade financing itself for international commerce represents probably a section of the environment in which every player acts as a specific role for the execution of the business. And of course, already, you know, blockchain is easing the cooperation between the members of the DLT network, and probably this, my opinion, this is one of the main reasons consortium found in trade finance natural place to grow. The first time I deep into the matter, I found a very wide and different rules of the game. So turned out the idea to propose a project with the intent to clear the big picture on consortium phenomenon and collecting the documentation about. My suggestion is to basically starting the creation of collecting documentation focusing on three main areas. The first one, I call it the consortium landscape. So what is the status of the market? Who's directory? Which are the most relevant players? Which option in terms of products provide them to the marketplace? In order to understand if a new player step in, which are the offers, which are my best, could be my best partners, which are the rules of their of these initiatives. The second, I would call it consortium governance. Of course, you may see here different specific points with basically the layer as they intend to collect and eventually set up best practice in terms of business formation, how it's originating the business operation, and corporate governance for the members, for the founders, and for the network participants. And the third one, a focus on standards, both on both sides, from business and operational standards and technical standards, because they, I really think, but we probably both will all agree that standards are one of the main theme in the consortium environment system, because they permit, they consent to empower the operation and to joining the technicalities of the softwares and the operation and finance industry. So let's move on, and starting we also, I shared this opinion with Julian and Andrea at first, in order to see if it was possible and could be interesting for the community. And we draft a sort of roadmap on how achieving this project. So of course, we need to recruit some other things of the same as me and as us, if you agree. Somebody that is passionate for the topic and could join the forces in execute the research and the collection. Of course, later collecting market info available on general understanding for the market. Of course, one later we have to start to get in touch with the market, with the players that are working in the field. So we thought that maybe drafting a sort of survey based on the collecting information and making some reasonable question to understand which would be the status of the operation could be start getting in touch with the players before making also invitation from on the meeting session with the manager of the consortium group and other international institutions that are working to understand the rules of the game from internal point of view, from the business operation, from the governance, and also for standard, for instance. Now I'm collecting the DSI initiative that ICC is starting. For sure, it would be very interesting to discuss with them about their project. Last but not least, I will say why the community, I think, should join this opportunity to start this project. Because of course, there are different reasons, first of all, to support the interaction between the different areas of financing from logistic point of view, from bank, from banking industry, from insurance, and so on. And the other two, of course, one is why the first one is to suggest the interoperability between already business entities operative and active in the marketplace. We already have in our community very well-performing business entities, and I think these could be a way to further sharing their information that could and want to share and maybe suggesting new business product and operation together. And of course, facilitating the setup of best practice, not just in terms of governance and operation, but also in more technical point of view. So this is a very, very first-hand and quick introduction from the idea that came up in the last meetings. I think it's also a natural result of the last meeting where we discussed a lot about how we as a community could embrace this huge thing that is interoperability and what we can do concretely to support this. So anyway, I would like to thank you for the time, and I would like to, and if you are well, you are more than welcome to share your thoughts and your effort if you'd like. I'm here in the now in the chat. I will share the link of the wiki that I set up for this, and I would like to join you for the work. And we are already starting the operation. We are focusing on the landscape, so we are collecting on a paper all the relevant initiatives that are operative in the trade finance consortium field. And yeah, that's basically what we are doing. And thank you again for the time.
Thank you. That was great.
I'm sorry, Julian.
I think why don't you share? So the first thing you wanted to do, we talked about, is you want to do the landscape, right? So Why don't you get a sneak peek view of what you've done so far?
Okay.
That would be good for everyone to see and get an understanding. So I think from what I hear from your saying is you want to create a landscape, and then from that we'll work out, you know, the governance, you know, we'll learn from that. That's the set of, you know, the market, right, out there.
Exactly.
As it exists today, and we talked about, I know we had a conversation with I think others who said that maybe we should also say what show ones that have failed as well at some point, so we kind of know the history of where we are to today, and then from that learn the different governance models, and then document those and work out if there's any standards, and obviously the big play will be potentially the interoperability between as well. So a lot. So if we understand the market, we can understand better how maybe the market move forward and the technology and other things that are required to make that successful.
Exactly. I am going to show you now. Wait, I'm sorry because my computer is slowing, but I'm opening the paper I'm working on now, and I'm going to share with you.
Yeah. Sometimes I think the internet might have some disease as well.
So, COVID-19 as well, I guess, Julian.
Let's hope not. Let's hope
technological
not.
Version.
Of course, we talk about viruses on the internet for very good reasons, yeah, right? Spread like viruses.
Okay, it's opening.
And while you're doing that, I mean, Ross, do you have any opinions about this, the kind of thing that you're looking at, and the kind of... put Ross on the spot.
Yeah, sure. Because I'll give you an example. So later this evening, I'm on a conference call with a group called the International Grain Traders Coalition. And it comes down to trade of grain. When people move grain from country to country or need government certificates, and these are paper-based certificates, and this whole program, there's a program being developed to allow a government-to-government exchange of the data so that the commercial people can just have an extract, which can allow their documents to flow commercially and goods can be shipped and received and discharged, et cetera, et cetera. So where I'm coming at, and now, you know, this thing I'm on tonight, I'm going to get a presentation by the EU. So, you know, all the EU countries are now sharing these documents, this data electronically. So when you talk about consortiums or you talk about landscapes, there are elements that are outside of the private domain. These are government domains. So I just had a thought that, you know, to consider making inclusive things that are government initiatives, because when you get into trade, international trade, it's very politically sensitive and governments do certain things. So I just thought, you know, part of the outreach program is to include other parties in the landscape that you wouldn't consider, because they're not pure blockchain plays. They're not using any different blockchain technology, but they are candidates for interoperability, and they do add to the collective momentum around digitizing trade.
And definitely, without that, as we know, trade and regulations are a key component of.
I personally think that we are facing now the moment that is, I think it's, the world has been shaking from COVID-19, of course. And it's, I'm not still 100% secure of this, but I think that we are facing a time where a lot of companies are moving back their production and trading and trying to use technology from trading from their base anyway to abroad, and starting using technology to support their overseas operation. So if I have to make a suggestion, maybe this link between politics or national governments and international trade maybe is finding a link in a national initiative that can come to national supporting the export of one country in specific areas of the trade. For instance, I want to set up an initiative to support Made in Italy in some specific areas, in food and beverage, in fashion, or in machinery. I think on one side, the government are supporting and are issuing policies to support the coming back of their main industry. On the other side, the corporation are willing to keep to export, because it, for sure, in country like Italy, where the company turnover is basically most of the time based from export operation, they are willing and they are eager to take much more export as possible, and for sure this kind of structure and technology will support this. And I think that the funding we are willing to use in the next year would support this kind of initiative.
Yeah, definitely. And maybe we should document those opportunities as I think Ross was saying, right? But anyway, let's go through this. I think this is great. I think you have to go further to the left, right? So this is information that has not been, this is first dump, right? So not all this is necessarily qualified information, right? This is just dump of information, right? And now we're just
going to tell you. This is basically, I start collecting some information around the network, and starting from my understanding is what I tried drafting is basically a section each initiative in some distinctive points, of course, classification and main industry involved. And then I said legal, I'll say, because, you know, I mean, the structure is one of the first, I think, main key points to understand in consortium environment, because there are private limited companies that are working, basically providing service to the trade finance industry. There are JVC corporation that set up a specific third-party company to manage the operation. There are agreements between companies that are not set legal entity, different legal entity to manage the operation, but they just outsource resources from employees to IP and so on. And so I found very interesting trying to section these three kind of way of managing the business at first. I see from my own first hand understanding that it's also a process. The companies, they found a business case and they start having an agreement. And then they see if there is a, if there is a follow-up, which many more business case, they are willing to set up maybe a JVC, and then they split to a private limited company. I think it the legal structure is a process that involves many different stages. And then, of course, I moved to location, because also location, it's important to understand which player are actively working in which field, in which areas. And then I said IP and DLT. I am DLT a software working. There are the three major ones that are Hyperledger, Coda, and Quorum.
And just to remind you, it's Hyperledger, not IBM Hyperledger. We had to get rid of that. It's no problem. Not that we don't love IBM, but we're independent.
And actively project stage, because some projects started, but they don't see any completion even for their business case. So it could be an idea also understanding why some project failed and which were the main reason that brought the founder later to understand they were failing and they failed the project. In order to understand, to try to collect some errors and some mistakes to not to follow again. Of course, the later stage of the paper, the networks, the business model and products are the main, probably the main interesting side of the paper, represents the main interesting part of the paper. And it's what we concretely have to investigate to make a clear picture of the environment of the consulting market. I see them, most of them, the section there, business operation between a fixed fee for joining the initiative and a percentage over every transaction that is involving the later business in the field. And of course, there are different products from trade finance products for like open account solution, factoring, reverse factoring, discount receivable. And then there are all the software that are involving the digitizing of the commerce operation. And lastly, the content information, we suggest to find people working inside these initiatives to discuss with them, to invite them to talk, and to send our survey, our question, and maybe inviting them in a meeting. So basically this is the paper. Of course, I also draft a very brief China focus, because in China I have understanding of the market, but we may think to start with specific focus countries made by experts working in different areas of the world. These are all suggestions. I'm open to, and this is the first time, as you were already saying, Julian, we starting doing this, and we think that may be interesting to follow up. Let's see which are the best intention for the community and which are the best way to follow up to find other that could join the project.
Okay.
Also, one of the goals of the project is to bring in other contributors, specialists who can join us and give their contribution to make the project trustworthy.
And the other area we have is the wiki. You want to quickly show the wiki?
Yeah, sure. I'm going to do that.
Quickly show the wiki, and then we're done everything. And then I think then we can just talk here about, you know, I think a lot of people are going to be seeing this in the recording. So, hello, whoever's listening to the recording. and we're looking for volunteers, right, to help. Even though I think you're doing a lot of the heavy lifting yourself, right? Many hands make light work. So
it's going to be a collective work, let's say, so a collective project where everybody can contribute and give his contribution. Yeah, so
right.
Welcome. To all this
journalist. Okay.
And then we'll go around and ask people if they have any opinions about whether something they think, and then they know somebody could be able to help, or just general ideas, I think.
Yeah.
And then.
Okay. This is basically, as you may see, we are in within the trade finance SIG wiki page. I create this brief section. I called it Hyperledger Trade Finance Consortium and Governance Project Proposal. And here I draft very few consideration, and then you may see some information you also recalled in the presentation. Scope of the project, what we suggest to be our work products, and then I section in the detail three main areas. First of all, it's trade finance consortium governance. Sorry, you have to wait for my computer is running. First of all, I say the trade finance meeting. You will see. Just lie here. I don't know why the answer is false.
Landscape.
Yeah, the landscape. I'm opening. For instance, I started drafted in some questions that could send to or working in. Finance or an institution to support our project. You can see here on the right, and then on the left, I started drafting some very first-hand information about how a consortium, which are their goals. Basically, there are three kind of business goals. There are the protocol that consortium are focusing on developing DLT software together, and standard that consortium that are focusing in basically in promoting common standard for different platforms. And lastly, I draft the consortium governance, where I add a very interesting very interesting paper made by World Economic Forum on the matter that you may find inside a very tool for the corporate governance issues. I try to solve it. I think it's one of the most interesting paper we have in the market talking about the corporate governance. In consortium industry, not just in trade finance, but for all, but for sure it's a start. So everybody is interested could add his name in the main page. You may see here, I'm coming back to the main page. Sorry. In the bottom, you may add your name and you start, you may modify as you wish according to the main structure of the project. As I said before, we are open to create also some focus countries. If you know a lot about the industry, but just in your main operation, country operation, we also strongly suggest you to create a subsection and to add your information. So I'm glad to hear your feedback, guys.
Okay, excellent.
Very good, Jenny.
So Atul, do you have any, I know you've seen this before, right?
Yeah.
This is really good, Eugenio. This is really good start, what you put together here.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I just only had one comment. You know, the SI companies like KPMG or Accenture, they actually, if we can collaborate with them or somehow we can find, they have actually put together only a governance framework that they are saying that the blockchain consortium should use. So,
exactly.
Can get some contribution from them, that would be maybe the only comment that I have.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. In fact, if you let me come back to the presentation, where I in the last point of how we will start this, we were saying invite international presentation. I was just referring to the main consulting firm. The world and the international institutions that are actively working inside the consortium operation. Let me, if I don't remember well, within the Singapore Project Union, we have Accenture. Yeah, probably invite some people working within the field would be a very good nice meeting to understand how they are facing and how they are solving some issues, some daily and some more. Issues of this opera business. That kind of session was meant to referring to inviting this kind of people you already you stressed, and I think it's very nice. If we can suggest the meeting, I start to two kind of meeting. I recorded experience meeting where maybe managers working in the company, they are sharing their experience, how they start their operation, how they are, which is the state of their project now, and which kind of a challenge they have. And the second one, I would call it corporate meetings where people coming from my field, from consulting industry, they come up and say, inside this project, we first work solving these kind of issues and we starting a new approach and so on.
Yeah.
Sorry, too. Go on. Didn't want to interrupt you.
I'm just saying that Julian, do we have any connect in Accenture that we can latch on?
Yeah, absolutely.
I was asking, basically. We were thinking about the same question, too.
So Accenture are a premier member of Pledger, so definitely we can reach out. We know people in the region. We can reach out to as well. So happy to do that, right? I think Eugenio also has some contacts.
Yeah. So also Deloitte, yeah. I think it's another consulting, top consulting from that.
Yes. Yeah. They've all got there. When they go around, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was saying, I think they are a member a kind of some of consortium, some consortium based in Hong Kong. I don't remember exactly which one, but
E-Trade Connect. So they were involved in that, I believe. Yeah. Yes.
So from the consulting side, we can start from these two. Also, I think PwC has a connection. PwC, for example, an initiative in South Africa that was run by the National Bank, and it was involved. I don't remember what. We can start from these three, and maybe they also share this internally, because for instance Deloitte, they have I know they have a separate section focusing on blockchain, and so probably they may have been involved in different projects worldwide, so probably in Hong Kong, in US and other region, they may share this opportunity internally, and they may organize some meetings from group working in different areas.
Absolutely, and obviously we also have IBM, Oracle, SAP, yeah, a number of organizations who are in that space, right? Who provide the consultancy around the technology and the business processes, right? And obviously yeah. Consulting.
We may also suggest, if we are able, maybe it could be even a nicer option. One consulting guy that works with a specific project, and we have a connection also with the project. Let me see, if we are, I don't know, IBM and WeTrade, we may call together to explain how they worked out their solution.
Yeah, definitely.
So, okay, interesting. Absolutely.
That would be definitely very interesting content. So the first step is the actually let's go around, right? So who else is there? Neha Jain, you're from academic, right? Do you have any views or?
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. Yes, I am from academics, and I am currently pursuing my PhD in blockchain technology. My domain area is security, and I am currently working into trade finance model. So what my area of focus is that I want to enforce privacy into digital documents which are, you know, visible to everyone. So my research area is working into that. So that's my concern. Are you able to hear me?
Yes, we can hear you clearly.
Thank you.
So this is the area which I'm working on right now. And currently I am new to this group, and I don't know what is going on right now. So pardon me for all the, you know.
Noisy people around you in Jeha.
Yeah. Excellent, Neha. Thank you. So you're very welcome to join us, right?
And yes. And I'm more than happy to, you know, contribute everything, whatever is required from my side. Let me know through emails and everything. I'm ready to join the, you know, community with some contribution.
Very, very thank you, Neha. Just to support your effort, I shared with you and with everybody in the chat the link of the wiki page. You may add yourself in the project, and we can start to cooperate.
Yes, surely. I will do that today only.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Jay. Neha.
Excellent. Neha, where are you based? In India, right?
Mumbai. I'm from Mumbai, yes. I am currently pursuing PhD from University of Mumbai only.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you for joining today. Any other thoughts? Marta, any thoughts from you? Or Kamlesh?
Kamlesh.
Yeah, so I think it's a good initiative, and even I could contribute. The companies I know, and I know the solution people are building in trade finance, and so I will also add and contribute from my side.
Okay, please, please, everybody who want to contribute, I shared for you guys the link to where to connect exactly with the project, and we also can see each other progress. I will try to get in touch with you and for brainstorming and follow up.
Yeah, we can organize separate meetings, mm-hmm. you know, set up meetings specifically for carrying out the project.
Yeah, and we have many, you could all join, we can discuss obviously through our emailing list, and we also, maybe everyone gets on chat, right?
Yes.
Then you can get a community there as well, right? To kind of drive this initiative.
I'd like the project to be open to anybody who would like to contribute and dynamic. I mean, anybody can give his contribution to the progress of this sort of picture.
Okay.
Exactly. Why I just suggesting, why don't we share the presentation to the mailing list to everybody also participating in the SIG, understanding what is happening today, and maybe they can recall the wiki later.
Yeah, we will promote this, right? This is just the seed, right? This is the acorn. We can grow, I think, hopefully. I agree, definitely we should send it out through the, and I think Andre does that anyway, right? Sends out the meetings, recordings, and announces them through that. And as we said, we also want to revamp the website a bit as well to make it more easier to get to these things as well, right?
Yeah, so, we should reorganize it a little, structure the contents, rearrange a few things, but we can work on it.
Okay.
Okay, so yeah, I think it's kicked off, right? Well done, yeah. Eugenio. Thank you for all your effort. And you're a volunteer, right? So, you know, we really appreciate
that. Yeah, sure, sure. Yeah. We are all volunteer. And exactly. But the same. If you have passion for the field, you want to know more, and you want to see clearly the things that are happening inside. So I really thank you for the opportunity. And thank you, everybody is joining in the next future. And I hope we can work together at PASS.
Perfect.
Thank you, Ingenio.
Thank you.
So, is there anybody else who would like to give his contribution, his opinion? We can go directly to the next meeting in 2 weeks, I guess.
Yeah, actually, one thing we should do, as it's a repeat, if people in this meeting who are listening to this afterwards, let's put your name in the wiki, right? Please contact Eugenio via the mailing list, or you can contact you directly, right?
Exactly. No.
That's very cool.
Okay.
Is anything else? I think that's wrapped up, right? Is there anything else that we wanted to discuss in terms of, we decided this is going to be a strategy meeting. One thing we did discuss the other day maybe is, this is the trade finance group, but we thought that maybe it should be trade and trade finance, right? Yeah. Maybe that's something, you know, maybe somebody can help articulate why that is. I mean, Ross or Atul or anybody would like to articulate why trade finance maybe is a good remit, but actually to get the whole value chain, we really need to have trade as well involved. Who's best to articulate that? Maybe we can discuss that.
Yeah, I don't mind contributing because I sort of do that every day of my working life at the moment. It's really getting the purpose of maybe spreading the name was to just to try and rope in the key participants that need to move things through the supply chain electronically for trade. So I can share some ideas with the group, and you know, hopefully that can be supportive of that original thought that we thought that we should just spread the name a little bit wider.
Yeah, that sounds very interesting. Thank you.
Okay. So maybe we can wrap up now if there's nothing else. If anyone else, Andre, is there anything else that you wanted to...
Not at all. Absolutely. I think we touched the main points. You know, now we can work on a project. We kicked it off and, you know, we just look forward to receiving contribution.
Yeah. And Atul, anything else you want to add or anybody else want to add?
Yeah. You first, Atul. Yeah. Sorry.
No. I was just saying that there is the World Economic Forum. I think there is also an update that's coming up from Emmanuel. So Emmanuel from WEF. They are updating their document on the governance. So maybe that's something. Is that what you refer to here, Eugenio? Yours? So there is this year's update that's coming in. So maybe we should look at that, the latest one.
Okay.
They reached out to us and they are sharing. They've done the interview as well with me and one of my colleague who is in customer success for us.
Okay.
So we are updating that paper, and I think by middle of September they're going to maybe make it available to everybody. So I think I'll give you that link as and when it's available from Emmanuel from W World Economic Forum.
Do you mean Emmanuel Gann from World Trade Forum?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's very interesting. Thank you, Atul. And we will see. Maybe we can also call them to promote their paper and to share some the new thoughts and the addings they had referred to the latest to the former document and the latest version that is, I think it's from this February or maybe the end of the last year. Okay, great. I was saying also, because this is the trade finance SIG, I am working supported by Andrea to make a presentation about that should be a focus over China operation in trade finance industry. It's more a focus on Chinese operation. And I hope I could have everything ready for this month, and I can share with you guys in the next meetings, the following month.
And where are you based, Eugenio?
I'm drafting.
Are you in Shanghai?
Not for now, unfortunately, because of the outbreak.
It's based in a nice city up north in Italy at Seoul, where you have very good food. It's a nice place. It's not like me.
Day by day, I should be based there. So when I come back, hopefully after the Golden Week, I should be there and based there late, because our company has a headquartered there. For now I'm here, but I'm able to manage the operation from here because I'm managing the overseas operation. But of course I have my network in China, and I start from a couple of months I started drafting this presentation focusing on what is doing China from DLT point of view in finance. So one of the stressing point in finance is, of course, trade finance. And I'm finishing the whole structure of the information. And I hope I can have a PPT ready for this month. I would like to just to give you this first this hint.
I'd say that it's also cross-border presentation, because it deals basically with infrastructures in general, so it can be interesting for other SIG as well. So we're planning to publish it in within the SIG, but it's open to other contributors to expand it. It's focused, as Eugenio said, on trade finance because it's one of the main hypes in the world of blockchain, but it's not leaving it to it. And it gives a deep focus on China, on the China universe.
And and also I think it could be interesting for the capital market SIG because it embraces also their CBDC project that is the most advanced in the world. It's a result of a focus because let me give you this brief insight from my side. As I said, I started joining my interesting and joining Hyperledger to focus in my interesting in DLT, and I questioned myself, okay, from what I have to start? Okay, I'm in Italian, but my latest work experience and my network is in China. So let's try to understand what's happening in China. Because if I am able to deeply understand what is happening, I can support some business from overseas corporation that are willing to empower their Chinese business. Okay. So I connected at first in February with Andrea, and he supported me in also giving me some instruction about the trade finance industry from definition, from clarification on some kind of operation. And then I used to start to focusing the research and to build my network there, and we reached good results, and we managed to draft this paper, and from the paper, of course, I'm making the PPT presentation I'm sharing with you, hopefully at the next meeting.
Awesome! Thank you so much.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Okay.
All right. And lots is happening in China, especially trade finance, right? So a lot of good comments there. So that would be good to share.
Well, if you're having good results, we would like to share with you all. Yeah. Perfect. Okay. Let's meet and Julian, I guess.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Take care, everyone. Keep safe.
Take care. Yeah, you too. Bye, Julian. Bye-bye.